games are wrapping up and the scores are rolling in. This is your source for all of Central Ohio's high school football scores and live interviews with the winning coaches and players. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roofing.
Well, just when we think we're starting to figure things out, look, some games come out and things happen, and we realize we really don't know anything as we are at the midway point of the high school football season. Welcome, everyone, to the AM 820 Scoreboard Show. I am Ryan Baker. He is the guru, Lee Cochran. And there's some things in here we just are shaking our heads at tonight.
Well, two things about that. One, that's what makes high school football so doggone exciting. And the second thing, we are seem to be clueless about how things are going on. We're not the only ones. There's some things happening tonight that just are head scratchers. But, you know, hey, like I say, that's why we love high school football.
And I'm just looking here, Lee, as I'm looking at scores rolling in. And Watterson is in Dayton tonight playing Chaminade Julien. And they're trailing, unfortunately, 28-7. So it looks like Watterson will have their first loss of the year. It says they're playing in a downpour right now. This is the third week in a row Watterson has had to deal with weather. How frustrating.
Well, yeah, and, you know, talking to Coach Wiggins and some of the players, they said that, you know, that fool me once, that's shame on me. And you're not fooling me twice. And because last week they knew that there was potential for weather, and so they brought some protein bars and some food in case it did happen. But on the preview show, you interviewed Coach Kennedy, and he said, well, he didn't think there'd be a problem tonight. And if it's a downpour, wow.
You know, should have knocked on some wood.
I'm telling you, that is kind of funny, to be honest.
And let's get back to what we were talking about. Things going just not the way we thought of. The game we heard right here on AM 820, Hartley falls to Clinton Massey, 24-14. They've never beaten the Falcons in the three times that they've played them. But how about this Pickerington-North Dublin-Kaufman game that's going on tonight? A lot of people have Dublin-Kaufman number one in all their rankings. Kaufman number one in the Super 7. Just saw NBC4 tweet the number one team in our poll in danger of losing. They had a 21-6 lead tonight over Pickerington-North. But then Jack Sawyer has two touchdown passes and a touchdown run. And Pickerington-North might win this game. They're up 29-21.
Yeah, and what happens is you've got a team, Pickerington North, had a lot of high hopes coming into the season. They're on their third quarterback, which is also the top defensive lineman in the country. And, you know, but they're also playing with, their proverbial backs against the wall. Yeah, they're 1-3 right now. They're in Division I, Region 3, that is all Central Ohio, and it's loaded. It's such a loaded region. They lose tonight. They're in essence, they're done. Their season is over. So, you know, it's essentially a playoff game for them. They've pretty much got to win out if they have hopes of getting into playoffs. And you just never know what happens. You know, like we said, it's high school football. You get Dublin-Kaufman. You know, they're getting all the clippings. They're getting all the rankings. You know, and you're talking 16, 17, 18-year-old kids. You know, Coach Crabtree has always been very, very good about keeping the kids focused. And a cliche that is always thrown out, it seems, is this team's the best 1-3 team. This team's the best, 2-4 team. You know, it really might be true in Pickerington North's case. You know, but they're such a, Jekyll and Hyde team. I mean, they get a big victory over Old Tangy Orange, get drilled by Westerville Central, come back, looks like they could beat Dublin-Kaufman. You know, it kind of gets me thinking that, you know, I think Westville Central is a good team, but could they be a little bit better than we thought? because of what they did to Pickerington North and what Pickerington North's doing tonight.
Well, yeah, for sure. And I think with the case of Westerville Central, maybe not the strongest schedule so far, but I've been a believer in them, I think, all year. And they are playing well tonight. Again, last we saw they're beating Gahanna 30-0. Of course, Gahanna, team that is winless on the year. And you talked about it last year. Gahanna has a chance to go 0-7 here to start the season at least.
Yeah, it's tough sledding for Gahanna right now. I mean, they needed a better start than this, obviously. You know, they've got, well, where are we at? Okay, they've got Pickerington Central next week. I was just kind of going through my notes here real quick. But, you know, so it's just tough. Now, Westerville Central shaping up to be one heck of a ball game next week. You know, they've got Olentangy Liberty to start OCC Buckeye play. As you get into OCC Buckeye play, this is probably the most interesting year for that. The three Olentangy teams last year shared the title. Since the formation of that league in 2016, the Westerville schools are 1-26. You know, but right now, you know, Westerville South and Westerville Central, you know, they look to be right up there with Olentangy Liberty as a team to beat in that division.
So some of the things that we have seen here in Week 5 have shocked us. Some of them have not. Let's go ahead and give you the scores that we have now confirmed as final. A big one in the OCC lead, and Dublin-Jerome kind of taking advantage here of an early big victory in the league. They knock off Hilliard-Darby tonight, 24-6. I know this is one that both you and I thought the Celtics would win, but an impressive performance. Darby doesn't score at all on offense tonight, as their only touchdown is a pick six from Connor Jones.
Well, and what their offense did in the, I think through three quarters, they had three turnovers, and Jerome 21-6 after three quarters. You know, the Celtics have been in the playoffs 2 years in a row. They struggled last year, and Coach Guestwich, you know, he kind of been a little bit low key about what his expectations for the team. And that kind of gave me an inkling that he thinks he's got a pretty good team. You know, it's another one. There's a lot of football to be played, five more weeks of it. But this looked like it was going to be for the OCC Cardinal Championship. You know, I think that those two clearly showed themselves to be the team to beat in that league. So pretty exciting start for the Celtics.
Yeah, that's a big one right there. And Lee, just looking at this, how about a tough night for Westerville South so far? Their quarterback, Peter Pedrazzo, got injured in their first drive of the game and did not return. And Michael Mansory, their running back, just now injured on a horse collar tackle. They're saying it looks like an ankle injury here. So a rough night, not only on the scoreboard, but in the health department for Westerville South here so far.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing with those horse collar tackles, it's a good thing that those are penalties. I don't want to judge too. But every time you see one of those, it seems like somebody gets hurt, an ankle, a knee, because it's just such an awkward movement for the body. But you hate seeing that, especially with Westerville Central, you know, playing so well. There was high expectations for this game. You know, it was, for a lot of people, it was the game of the week. I know Steve Blackledge and Jared Ory both are out there for that, so you know it's a big game. And, you know, when Pedrazzo goes down in, you know, on the first drive, then you just kind of think, you know, that's a lot to overcome. As coaches always say, you have to have the next man up attitude and mindset. But that's a lot of times that's a little bit difficult to overcome at the quarterback position, because it is absolutely essential to have a good quarterback in high school football to win.
And I'll tell you, there's a lot of teams that would be nowhere without their quarterback. Doesn't seem to faze Olentangy Liberty too much. They lose Corbin Parrish last week. Jackson Roberts comes in, performs well, and he performs well again tonight. They knock off Groveport 21-14. Groveport, of course, coming off the huge win last week over Pickerington Central. Liberty had four starters out, four key players out, and they still get the win tonight.
Yeah, and we talked to Coach Hill last week. We asked him about Corbin's injury. And you know, that's what he said. He goes, I went in the locker room and said, you know, we don't know what's going on, but we've always had the next man up mindset. So it is the next man up, even if it is our quarterback. The other thing is, Liberty's had four starting quarterbacks in the last 4 years, I think. And so, you know, not that that helps in this situation, but, you know, having, you know, first-year starters just over in a rotation, it's the coaches understand what they have to do to get that guy ready to play varsity football.
Yeah, for sure. One game just gone final. Lee Reedy tonight has knocked off Buckeye Valley. The final score in that one, 28-21. Also seeing Dublin Kaufman has scored. They're going to two to try to, or going for two to try to tie this one up. And actually, Pickerington North holds. So Pickerington North has a 2-point lead with 32 seconds left on that one.
That's just mind-boggling. And you can, I mean, we can sit here and say how you can see it happen, but you really don't think that it is going to happen. But it looks like it's going to. What a victory for Pickerington North.
Yeah, and again, as that one goes final for sure, we will let you know. But just 32 seconds left, they have the 2-point lead there. In the Mid-State League tonight, Bloom Carroll has beaten Circleville 49-12. Fisher Catholic improves to 5-0. Lake Crews to a 41-0 win over Grove City Christian. Bexley beats Liberty Union 21-12. And Taze Valley shuts out Fairfield Union 40-0. The game you heard here on AM 820, Clinton Massey knocks off Hartley 24-14. Lee, I'm still a little stunned at that one. The Hawks just cannot get over this Clinton Massey hump there. They're 0-3 all time against them. I still think this is one of the best teams Coach Birchfield has had, but a little bit of a speed bump here in this one.
Well, and it seems to be a little bit of a self-inflicted speed bump. I mean, four turnovers, you know, you don't expect to see that out of Hartley. And I'm sure Coach Birchfield will tell us that if you're going to turn the ball over four times against a team like Clinton Massey, you know, it's your chances of winning are, you know, rest somewhere between slim and none.
Yeah, and unfortunately that happens for them tonight. It was a good
still,
game. It was quick, too.
Yeah, but still, all four CCL teams are 4-1 now. I'd love to see the last time that's happened.
This one just gone finally. This was a crazy game back and forth. Olin Tangi has kicked a field goal on the final play of the game, a 39-yard field goal by Hayden Olcott. They have knocked off New Albany tonight, 38-35. What an exciting game that one was.
Well, it always seems to be exciting with those teams. And, you know, for Olin Tangi, they go to 3-2. Both teams now are 3-2, but boy, oh boy, those kind of games just going back and forth. I mean, it's great for us, you know, fans and the media, but for the coaches, that just got to be just gut wrenching.
Yeah, crazy game there. They were actually down by two touchdowns in that one, but they come back and they get the win. Let's go up into Morrow County here. Centerburg beats Danville tonight, 50-7. DeSales, you mentioned the CCL teams at 4-1. They beat Fenwick tonight, 42-22. St. Charles, Lee, this one just had us scratching our heads all night. They beat Dayton Carroll tonight, 45-14. Carroll gave DeSales everything they could handle in week one. Last week, they gave Watterson a lot of trouble. They seem to give St. Charles no trouble tonight. The Cardinals roll.
Yeah, and you think Carroll wants to be part of the CCL? They're 0-3 against them. 2-0 outside of the CCL, but boy, yeah, tonight's game was a stunner down there. You know, and like you said, it was the end of the game was supposedly played in a downpour, but you know, if that's the case, Watterson's 3-0 in those rain games.
So St. Charles with the big win there. Dayton Chaminade Julian knocks off Watterson 28-7. That's the first loss for Watterson this year. We mentioned Olin Tangi Liberty beats Groveport. How about this one, Lee? Both teams coming off of a loss. Pickerington Central beats Hilliard-Davidson 28-7. Seems like the Tigers had their way tonight with those Wildcats.
Yeah, and it happened quickly. Didn't they score a couple touchdowns in a three-minute period to break it from a 7-0 game to 21-0 almost, you'd say, in about 3 minutes?
Late in the first half, they scored with about 5.5 minutes left, and then they scored again with about 2.5 left, and they were up 21-0, and you knew that was going to be tough to overcome.
Yeah, and both teams had something to prove after losing big games last week, but I think Pickerington Central did. You know, there's so much hype around that program. There obviously is around Davidson too, but you know, Davidson loses to Olentangy Liberty. You know, probably one of the best teams in the area. Well, one of the best teams in the area, and Pickerington Central loses to Groveport, and again, nobody saw that coming. Even if Groveport was 3-0 at that time, nobody saw that one coming. So they had a lot to prove tonight and went out and did it. It's what you expect from Coach Jay Sherritt, one of his teams.
You definitely don't want to play either of those schools coming off a loss. So they both had to do it against each other tonight. And Pickerington Central gets the win, and they cruise tonight. They are 4-1 now on the year. Davidson falls to 3-2. Westerville Central 37-6 tonight. They beat Gahanna. The Warhawks continue to roll. Canal Winchester, they are 5-0 after a 38-7 win over Grove City. Central Crossing shuts out Newark 49-0. We mentioned Olentangy with that 38-35 win over New Albany. Upper Arlington gets by Lancaster 31-21. This one just went final. Westerville North has beaten Franklin Heights 28-20. Johnstown 24, Watkins Memorial 7, Granville hammers Utica 63-0. London 5-0, their 48-6 win over Benjamin Logan. And Westfall beats Zane Trace tonight 38-6. We're going to take our first timeout of the night here on the Scoreboard Show, but when we come back, we've got coaches to talk to. Dublin Jerome got a big win tonight. DeSales, St. Charles, both with huge wins. We'll talk to all those coaches coming up next. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roofing.
We make our customers happy. We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof crew is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 35 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the crew. 444-ROOF.
Jeff here from Custom Air. When Custom Air opened their doors in 1976, we began installing HVAC systems in custom homes for a local developer. As the company grew, Custom Air added commercial buildings along with home renovations, remodeling and replacement of HVAC units, and service of all makes and models, whether we installed them or not. And today, we still treat every home we service with the same pride and attention to detail. It's the way we do things. That's the Custom Air way. Custom Air, custom solutions, custom comfort.
Hey, it's Randy here with Dan Tolan, the owner of the Metal Roof Company. And Dan, you always have exciting news. I understand you're offering something new, right?
Randy, I've got something very exciting. We are offering stone-coated stamped steel roofing for all the folks that want the benefits of a metal roof, but with the look of a shingle.
And if your homeowners association is a little picky, this will fit the bill, right?
This is exactly what you need.
So give them a call, 614-721-ROOF, 614-721-ROOF, or hit the net at themetalroofcompany.com.
Are you tired of your plants always dying? Look no further than Oakland Nursery, a leader in landscape design with an award-winning team of designers and architects waiting to help with your projects. Oakland's experts seek to provide plants that will thrive in Ohio's challenging climate. So what are you waiting for? Visit oaklandnursery.com today for a wide selection of landscaping options that will help your yard stand out. That's Oakland Nursery.
Welcome back, AM 820 Scoreboard Show, week 5 of the 2019 season. It is flying right along. League play starting for a lot of teams. Playoff races starting to shape up. And a couple big upsets tonight here in week number 5. I guess that just means it's another week of high school football here in Central Ohio. Ryan Baker in the Guru, Lee Cochran from This Week Sports here with you. Dublin Jerome, they got a big win tonight in their league play, knocking off Hilliard Darby 24-6. Their head coach, Bob Geswitz, joining us now on the Scoreboard Show. And, Coach, I guess we got to start here with your defense tonight. They keep Darby off the board. Darby's only score was a pick six from Connor Jones. Your defense played lights out tonight. How happy were you with their performance?
That's awesome. I mean, when you play a triple option team in something that you don't normally see, it keeps you up at night. I mean, I don't know how much sleep I got last night, and that's not hyperbole. I literally couldn't sleep last night because you're worried about absolutely everything. And so that's absolutely huge, especially with a program like that. And our kids just showed up and they played hard.
Well, you did what you had to do once you got the turnovers. Yeah, a couple of them turned into short touchdown drives. You know, and then, offensively, Adam Booth, 3 touchdowns, 116 yards rushing. I mean, just all around good performance from your team tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah. And Adam is really, I've talked about this before, he's been a real pleasant surprise for us. Just how physical and how tough he's run, but. You know, we got to give some love to the fat backs up front, right? You got Botch, you got Joe, Jay, Danny, and Sean up front. We even took a tackle and lied to him and told him he's a tight end. So we throw Garrity in the mix and Rylan Olmford. And those guys played out of their minds tonight, too, up front. Because, I mean, like I said, Darby's a great program. So to be able to do that stuff on the ground and then turn around and play good defense, that's huge.
Yeah, and you know, you lose the game to Kaufman, then you beat Scioto, you beat Darby. Those are two
congratulations, Tech North. Good win tonight, Tech.
And okay, Coach, what's it say about how do you get the guys back? I mean, you lose the big game to Kaufman, then you beat Scioto, your next obviously rival, and then probably the biggest game in the OCC is your opener against Darby. I mean, how do you get everybody to respond?
Our kids are only guaranteed 10 games. I mean, I know that sounds stupid, but you think about it. Dominic Nordone, right? He's a senior. He only gets to play 10 games. That's all he's got on his schedule. So he's worked hard for 4 years. Danny Wilson, this is his first year starting. Okay, so Danny only gets to play 10 games. They can't waste these opportunities, and they know that, and they appreciate that. I mean, they've sold out for 4 years. So, get up, not get up. I mean, look, they get a chance to play the greatest game in the world, and they grasp that, and they love that. So I don't do anything. I just kind of show up.
Now, Coach, I've been out to your practice. I know you do a little bit more than show up. But I am going to agree with you on one thing. I disagree with you on that one, but I'm going to agree with you that football is the greatest game out there. I understand why they only play 10, but, boy, I love it, and I can't wait for it to get here. And Ryan was saying half the season's already over, and I called him a pessimist because I'm the optimist. I said, we still got a half season to go, and it's going to be exciting.
Absolutely.
Coach, this win tonight, huge, giving you an upper hand in the league. Obviously, it's early, just 2 games into league play. But how important was this one tonight for that aspect of it?
I don't know if it's huge for the league. I mean, because next week we got to show up and we got to figure out what to do with steps over with Thomas Worthington, other kids they got at tight end. We got to figure out what to do there. But it's huge for us because they're such a physical football team. And I joke at times about our kids and their white collar background and things like that. I mean, our dudes played like some blue collar, no collar kids tonight. And that's awesome. That's absolutely huge for our program. So I think that that's bigger than necessarily the OCC or anything like that.
Well, now you talked about, you're proud of your defense being able to shut down an offense that you don't see that much. How do you prepare for that offense? Because you got the scout team, running it, and, obviously they don't run it that much. You know, do you learn more off of watching film, or, you know, how do you go about trying to defend against an offense you don't see?
You know, you do obviously learn a lot off of film, and it does help that we play them every year. One of our schemes, because it's that physicality and it's that style of offense. I mean, you know, you take one scrimmage and think about how important that is. You only get two, maybe three scrimmages, right? We take one specifically to try and play and to see how physically tough our kids are. But you know what? And I'm going to send out a tweet, send these kids some love. We had a scout team that called themselves Navy all week. And it wasn't always pretty, and it wasn't always rude, but they took a lot of pride in running midline, running gear, and running some of those things. So that helped too when you have young dudes that are willing to sell out and kind of take pride of being that scout unit.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the 4-1 start here. Big win tonight over Hilliard Darby, 24-6.
Thanks, boys. We'll talk to you soon.
He's the head coach of Dublin Jerome, Bob Gieswich, joining us on the Scoreboard Show. Just can't overstate it enough. That's a great performance from their defense tonight.
Oh, yeah. And, well, like I said, you can get the turnovers. If you don't do anything with them, then, you know, that's a whole different story. But they converted two of the three turnovers into touchdowns, and that's exactly what you have to do. Big games like this. But just what, Hartley went through, too. You can't turn the ball over in big games. And Coach Santagata from Darby would tell us the same thing. We can't turn the ball over three times against a team like Jerome and expect to win. We'd be fortunate to win, but you don't expect to.
And there was turnovers tonight, a lot of defensive touchdowns. Both the next coaches we'll talk to, their team scored defensive touchdowns. DeSales gets a big 42-22 win tonight. That one over Middletown Fenwick. Their head coach, Ryan Wiggins, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And, Coach, the last couple weeks you guys have really gotten your ground game going. Tonight, Reno Godfrey with some huge touchdown passes. Was it nice to see you guys get some success through the air tonight?
Yes, it was, and you know, I've been saying all along that if we're going to be successful, we have to have balance. And they were pretty much selling out. They were going to bring nine guys in the box and challenge us to throw the ball. You know, and so we beat them over the top a couple times. And again, the whole thing about taking what they give you. You know, and so I think when you have some balance, then teams kind of have to pick their poison, and that's what we were able to do tonight.
Well, obviously, you want to have that balance, but you know, does that when you are more run heavy, does it put a little bit of pressure on you to get more of the passing game going to get that balance?
You know, I'm not sure really. We really get the mindset of getting first downs, you know, and if running the ball is doing that, that's great. It really has more to do with schematically. I mean, they were being pretty dishonest out there, and so we were trying to take advantage of it. And then, you know, that loosened some things up as well. And we also scored 28 points off of turnovers. And I know you guys were just mentioning turnovers on the show. We took four defensive takeaways and turned them into 28 points in a short amount of time. So that was a huge thing for us tonight, too.
And, Coach, one of those was from Jalen Ball. I know you guys missed him the first week of the season. Got him back the second week, and you kind of eased him in. You talked about the physicality and the enthusiasm that Jalen plays with. Talk about the boost he's been to your team.
Well, you know, he's one of those guys that's try-hard all the time. I mean, in the weight room, in practice, in drills. I remember even when he was younger, guys would almost get mad at him sometimes in practice. He'd go so hard. You know, and then obviously we strive to clean things up and be technically sound. But when a player gives you that kind of motor and energy, you know, as a coach, that's what you love. So it's been nice having him back out there.
Well, Coach, we follow a lot on Twitter. And a tweet came out saying it is Watterson Week officially. And, you know, it's been a little while since this game is going to have the hype that it will have. I mean, that's got to be exciting. One, that you guys, you know, had such a performance tonight that you're not looking ahead, but now that it's finally here.
Yeah, absolutely. You won't have any trouble getting anybody fired up from either school when it comes to this game, that's for sure. And a lot of computer points on the line and, you know, obviously CCL implications on the line. And then just the fact that it's Watterson. I mean, Watterson and DeSales, they battle in everything that they do. And that's just been the way it's always been. I think there's a reason it's been such a great game over the years and one of the best out there, and it's because they've been good, physical, hard fought down to the wire with high stakes. I mean, that's what makes the game special. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it and get off the bus and get home and get ourselves back to work tomorrow.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the big win, and it is exciting. It's Watterson week, and you'll hear it right here on AM 820 next week. Congratulations, Coach, on the big win tonight.
All right. Thanks, guys.
He's the head coach of St. Francis DeSales, Ryan Wiggins. His team improving to 4-1 on the year with a 42-22 win over Bishop Fenwick tonight. Also a CCL team that is 4-1, St. Charles. They put a hurting on Dayton Carroll tonight, 45-14. Their head coach, Deke Hoker, joining us now. And, Coach, we just talked about Coach Wiggins with it, about the turnovers and how key they are last week in your first loss of the year. Turnovers plagued you a little bit. This one tonight, you get a big turnover, turn it into points, and you get the big win. How happy were you with your team's effort tonight?
Well, we were very happy with the effort, and we came out and got off to a good start. Our defense made some big plays, got some good field position. Our offense capitalized. We took care of the ball and executed when we had to.
Well, Coach, how was the week of practice coming off that first loss? Because, I mean, I know tonight's performance was amazing, but with the practices all week is good?
Our practice was great. Our kids, I mean, what else are you going to do when you lose the game? You go back to work and look at your mistakes, and coaches included, and that's what we all did. Boys put a great week of work in. All our coaches did. And our defensive coordinator, Tim Boynton, put together a great game plan. And I didn't see the rushing totals, but, you know, our offensive line coach, Robert White, and his assistant, Coach Heil, just did a fantastic job of prepping the boys all week to go out and get that victory.
Coach, it really seemed like, looking at the box score, a total team effort. Luke Eversall with a couple touchdowns. We mentioned you had a defensive touchdown. Thomas Berry with that. Roland Rowe chips in. Did you think that tonight the same way, that this was a whole team effort?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that's what we told the team after the game. It was just a total team effort. You know, we focused on special teams a lot, too, not giving up the big play. Special teams was good today. Our kicker had a great game, too, Nick Pastaya. But it was, we got stops when we needed it. We capitalized it. It was a full team win. You hit it on the head for sure.
Coach, now all the CCL teams here are sitting at 4-1. The Carroll team that you beat tonight has already played Watterson. They've already played DeSales. Do you think this might give your team some extra confidence moving forward, beating a team and actually beating a team worse than those other teams did?
Well, you know, every game's different and every week's different. So, you know, common opponents, you know, they played them, we played them, but, you know, it's just a different game on a different night. And any time you win, naturally it should give you some confidence, for sure. But, you know, we just, it's a fresh new week, and we got to get back and just keep getting better as a football team.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. Very impressive, 45-14 over Dayton Carroll, and the great 4-1 start so far, Coach.
Thanks a lot, guys.
He's the head coach of St. Charles, Deke Hoker. His Cardinals off to a great start with an impressive 45-14 win there over Dayton Carroll tonight. Lee, a couple games that have just gone final. Westerville Central gets their first loss of the year. They fall to Reynoldsburg 35-14. And Hilliard Bradley gets their first win of the year. They beat Thomas Worthington 43-10. We're going to take a quick break here on the Scoreboard Show, but when we come back, we'll talk some Pickerington football. Both Pickerington schools won tonight. We'll talk to their coaches. North is Nate Hillerich and Central's Jay Sherritt. Coming up next on the AM 820 Scoreboard Show.
AM 820. If you're exploring your college options, make sure Walsh University is on your list as a premier Catholic university with nearly 100 programs, NCAA Division II athletics, and students from 34 countries. Walsh wants to make affording a college degree possible for all students. Our scholarship packages and financial aid opportunities are designed to meet that promise. Call Walsh University today to discuss your scholarship package or visit us online at walsh.edu/yourfuture.
Academics, community, character, faith. For nearly a century, St. Charles has welcomed young men for an exceptional high school experience, boasting a college preparatory curriculum, modern facilities, robust athletics and extracurriculars, and powerful student mentoring programs. More than 50% of our students receive financial aid. 100% are accepted to college. You're invited to the St. Charles Open House on November 3rd from 1 to 3 p.m. To learn more about St. Charles, visit stcharlesprep.org.
Are you tired of your plants always dying? Look no further than Oakland Nursery, a leader in landscape design with an award-winning team of designers and architects waiting to help with your projects. Oakland's experts seek to provide plants that will thrive in Ohio's challenging climate. So what are you waiting for? Visit oaklandnursery.com today for a wide selection of landscaping options that will help your yard stand out. That's Oakland Nursery.
Welcome back to the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by thisweeksports.com and Able Roofing. Pickerington North with an impressive performance tonight. They were trailing 21-6, and then they score 23 unanswered points to take a 29-21 lead. They hold on to beat Dublin Kaufman tonight and hand the Shamrocks their first loss of the year, 29-27. Panthers head coach Nate Hillerich joining us on the show there. And coach, I know your quarterback Jack Sawyer had a big performance there to get you guys back in it, but how are you guys able to flip the momentum and come back and get this win?
You know, I think our message all week was control what you can control, and that's your attitude and your thoughts, and do your job and play every play and forget the bad things that have happened. And, you know, just shows a lot of toughness and heart from our team to, you know, to be start off to a disappointing start being 1-3 and to be down like that, just to fight in our kids. I'm just extremely proud of how our kids fought.
Well, when you talk about heart, how was yours when Dublin Kaufman scores with 32 seconds left and they're running that 2-point conversion? What happened on the conversion?
Yeah, we just had, you know, our guys ran to the ball. We blew it up at the point of attack. They tried to run a toss to the boundary against us, and we were physical at the point of attack. We ran to the ball. We gang tackled them. Did a great job. Our kids just fought. I mean, you talk about a nail biter playing a. One of the best teams in the state, excellent coach. Just extremely proud of our kids' effort and fight all night.
Well, Ryan brought up that you guys rallied from a 21-6 deficit. You know, you also rallied from, you know, a bad loss last week. How much do you talk about? I know you said you just control what you can control. But, I mean, you've got to be so impressed with the way your kids bounce back.
Oh, absolutely. We challenged our kids too. You know, we do some culture stuff just to talk about what the expectations and plan for Pickerington North and being a Panther means. And we hadn't done that for a few weeks. So, to see our kids respond just shows, I think, the leadership and the toughness, of the kids that we have.
Now, you know, when you Pickerington North, like you say, being a Panther, what Pickerington North football is about, and honestly, it's about being in the playoffs. You're going to be the first coach I say this to, but do you kind of feel like that the playoffs, in a sense, began tonight for you? You know, if you go to 1-4, I don't know that it's possible, especially in that region. But, you know, now, I mean, everything's back, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, our focus has to be week to week. You know, we play a challenging schedule. We had 8 teams on our team that on our schedule that were playoff teams last year. So we got to be ready to go every week. We just have to make sure that you know, we're focused and we take it game by game. Our number one goal is to win the league, win the OCC, and the great thing is we haven't even started OCC play yet. So that starts this week. I know our kids are fired up, You know, our number one goal is to win the league. So, you know, we just got to be enjoy this, and then we got Reynoldsburg next week, which is a great rivalry, and it'll be a great game at home.
Well, Ryan's got a question for you, but before I turn it over to him, I just want to thank you for not yelling at me for talking about playoffs already.
No, you're good. You're good. Thanks.
Now, Coach, I was just going to say, you mentioned it, Reynoldsburg next week. How nice is it to have this win and maybe a little bit of momentum heading into that one?
Absolutely. I think that's the key is to go into the league with a little momentum on a positive note. You know, our kids never doubted, never stopped believing that we're a good football team. You know, there's always a lot of outside noise, and when things don't go right, everyone wants to blame, and our focus was staying together, and now we got a little momentum to go into our first league match.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the big win tonight, 29-27 over Dublin Kaufman. It should be a fun one next week against Reynoldsburg.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
He's the head coach of Pickerington North, Nate Hillerich. They improved to 2-3 on the year with that big upset win over Dublin Kaufman. It was a good night for Pickerington as Pickerington Central was victorious as well, too. They knock off Hilliard Davidson tonight, 28-7. Their head coach, Jay Sherritt, joining us now on the Scoreboard Show. And, Coach, you kind of took over this one really late in the first half with two touchdowns in the span of about 3 minutes to jump out to a 21-0 lead. Did you know you guys were going to get this one at that point?
Well, I think it was a game where we needed to come out and play well. You know, we played a very good Group 4 team last week, and they handed us our first loss. And, it was, I mean, there was no shame in it. I mean, Group 4's got a heck of a team, and they came out and they played spirited football. But we needed to come out there and get our feet on the ground. And a lot of people don't know our stadium is not at our high school. So we come out there and we have to load up everything on the equipment bus, and the equipment bus won't start. That wasn't really just start to the Friday night football, but Jason Walter, one of our coaches, is a mechanic and jump started and got it going, and we got everybody's equipment down there. And like you said, we just kind of took off from there and had a quality win.
Yeah, that would have been kind of odd, the home team not showing up with equipment, Coach.
No kidding. I mean, every game is an away game for us, and we have to pack everything, but we're so used to it now. But This old equipment bus we have runs every time, and this time it didn't start, but he jump-started and got it going, and like I said, then we went out and played really good football when we needed to after a tough loss last week.
Yeah, well, Ryan was talking about the quick scoring there. I want to talk about your defense. You know, you allowed only 130 total yards. You know, I mean, that's an impressive performance from your defense. Who especially stood out to you?
I'm sorry.
Do we lose you? Oh, okay. I said I that your defense allowed only 130 total yards. Who stood out to you?
I'll tell you, I think just tackling stood out. Because when you play Davidson, they're going to get 1.5 yards on you. What you have to do is stack them up and gang tackle, get as many shoulder pads on there as possible to don't let them turn that 1.5 gain into a 3 or 4 yard gain. Because if they get on their timing, they're going to get 3.5 yards, and they're going to have a fourth and shorter, third and shorter every time. And our guys did a good job stacking them up. And Coach Monica, Jeff, a longtime friend of mine, had a great defensive game plan, and we're 4-1 and pretty content. Not happy, but content.
And where do you see you've got to improve at then, Coach?
We need to put a string of good football games together. We started off the season 3-0, and we were playing really solid football. And then, you know, we ran into Grove Ford, who had a great game plan against us and out physical to set the point of attack, and you got to tip your hat to that. Now what we have to do after we play a good solid Davidson team, now we have to be ready to flip gears again, put a new game plan in and play solid for the next 5 weeks, and then just see what happens.
And Coach, you played the tough schedule already so far. It doesn't get any easier as you guys get into league play next week, but I'm sure this schedule makes you ready for anything your league could throw at you.
I'll tell you, our guys are—they're used to being in big ball games and how you approach them, and you don't get too fired up about it, but you want to make sure you got the right intensity to play football. And they know during a big game, if something good happens early, like it did tonight, don't get too caught up in it, because then we have to get the ball back and then do it again and again and again, and that's how you have to beat Davidson. That's what we did, and like I said, now we'll take a little breath tonight and start preparing for Gahanna tomorrow.
Well, Coach, congratulations. A very impressive win tonight, 28-7 over Davidson. Anytime you can get Brian White and Davidson, I know it's a big win, Coach.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for the coverage, guys. Take care.
He's the head coach of Pickerington Central, Jay Sherritt. 28-7 in a game with those two teams, that's almost like a blowout.
No, yeah, oh, it is. It's kind of funny to hear a coach of, you know, won a state title, and as successful that program's been, the first thing he wants to say is fundamentals, you know. But I've never heard a coach explain playing against Hilliard Davidson the way Coach Sherritt just did, which makes a lot of sense. You know they're going to get 1.5 yards. It's up to you to stop that from being 4 or 5 yards. And a lot of teams can't do that. And he was talking about how they were fundamentally sound when it came to tackling tonight. And, you know, it's when you put it like that, it almost makes it seem simple.
Yeah, for sure. A big bounce-back effort from them after the loss to Groveport last week.
Yeah, and, you know, that OCC Ohio, you know, we've been doing this 6 years now. And that OCC Ohio, we've talked about how good and that it's the best division in Central Ohio, maybe you know, one of the top ones in the state. But, you know, Pickerington North, that was a big win tonight for Pickerington North, but also for that division, because, I mean, you're looking at Reynoldsburg is 5-0, Pickerington Central 4-1, and then everyone else. You know, Gahanna's 0-5. Pickerington North of the win tonight is 2-3. Grove City's 1-4. I don't know how the Lancaster Upper Arlington game turned out.
Upper Arlington won that 131-21.
Okay, then Lancaster is 1-3. You know, we're used to seeing, you know, 4 to 5 teams contending, 4 or 5 out of the 6 teams contending for playoff berths. Right now, we've got 2 that are really in the hunt, and Pickerington North, you know, scrambling back into it. The rest of them are probably out right now.
So we just mentioned that Upper Arlington Lancaster score. We've got some more to give you, so we'll do that coming up next. We will run through the scores, also get to some more coaches. 1 hour left on the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roofing.
This is listener-supported WVSG Columbus, Ohio, the home for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
If you are exploring your college options, make sure Walsh University is on your list as a premier Catholic university with nearly 100 programs, NCAA Division II athletics, and students from 34 countries. Walsh wants to make affording a college degree possible for all students. Our scholarship packages and financial aid opportunities are designed to meet that promise. Call Walsh University today to discuss your scholarship package or visit us online at walsh.edu/yourfuture.
Academics, community, character, faith. For nearly a century, St. Charles has welcomed young men for an exceptional high school experience, boasting a college preparatory curriculum, modern facilities, robust athletics and extracurriculars, and powerful student mentoring programs. More than 50% of our students receive financial aid. 100% are accepted to college. You're invited to the St. Charles Open House on November 3rd from 1 to 3 p.m. To learn more about St. Charles, visit stcharlesprep.org.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof. You get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof crew is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 35 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the crew. 444-ROOF.
Number 2, AMA 20 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roofing. I'm Ryan Baker. He is the guru, Lee Cochran, from This Week Sports. As you said, Lee, halfway through the season, but we've got half to go, daggone it, on the 2019 season. And this is really getting to the exciting part of the year.
Well, yeah, and, I mean, the games mean a lot every week, obviously. But it gets more and more exciting because you see how some things are shaping up. And then you still get the occasional surprise, the Pickerington North game. I mean, what a surprise that was. And, you know, the way, you know, like St. Charles played tonight, what a surprise there, too.
And what is it, two of the top three in the this week's Super 7 poll going down tonight? So there's going to be a huge shakeup in that next week.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you figure Olentangy Liberty will end up being the third number one team in the last 3 weeks. You know, it's a fun thing we do. It, you know, it means, you know, a lot to us. But, you know, I think these teams are looking more forward to week 15. You know, but if you're number one in the Super 7, you got a heck of a good shot to be playing in Week 15.
Yes, you do, for sure. And, Lee, one thing we forgot earlier, we talked to the sales head coach, Ryan Wiggins, at Wynn tonight. A heck of an early birthday present for him. I forgot it's his 40th birthday tomorrow. So a good win for his team, surprising him for his birthday. Maybe not surprising him, but giving him a win for his birthday.
Well, yeah, and there for a second I thought you were going to start singing. Goodness knows we don't want everybody to hear that.
No, I know you're the karaoke all-star, so if we're singing around here, we're going to let you go ahead and do that. Hey, let's go ahead and run through the scores here as we have them tonight. Let's start off in the Ohio Capital Conference tonight. Dublin-Jerome gets a 24-6 win over Hilliard-Darby. Hilliard-Bradley Lee gets their first win, 43-10. Who'd have thought it would take to week five for the Jags to get their first win?
I don't think anybody did. And, you know, last week ended the 16-game league winning streak for Hilliard-Bradley. A little bit longer than Coach Laparo would like to see them get that first win. But as they say, it all starts with one.
Also in there, Olentangy Berlin, they knock off Worthington Kilbourne 28-20. The Bears 2-0 in the league. They're right there in the thick of things early on here with Dublin-Jerome.
Yeah, Coach Norrie, he kept saying that, you know, the second year was going to be different, you know, and then, you know, but you look at what's happened with Worthington Kilbourne. I mean, you know, the program is, you know, just trying to get back to where it used to be. You know, I mean, they've lost, I think it's like 17 or 18 of 19, 10 in a row now, dating back to last season, and 18 of 19. That's just something you just don't expect from Kilbourne.
Yeah, and we'll get to see how good Berlin is next week. They'll take on Hilliard-Darby. That should be an interesting matchup for week number six.
Yeah, it really will be, and I think both teams are looking forward to it. You know, obviously you are. I mean, but both teams still have a lot to play for, and Berlin is, you know, they're gaining the respect of, you know, the area, and they just want to continue. And, you know, Darby looking to bounce back, get back in that picture.
We got a couple scores coming in here so far from the City League. Walnut Ridge is 5-0. They beat Briggs tonight 63-6. And Independence gets by Columbus West 70-14. Let's head over to the Mid-State League now. Bloom Carroll knocks off Circleville 49-12. Harvest Prep, they get by Columbus Academy 45-24. Fisher Catholic continues to cruise so far this season. They're 5-0 after a 41-0 shutout win over Grove City Christian. Hamilton Township, they're 2-3, 48-21. They beat Logan Elm. Bexley 2-3 as well. They knock off Liberty Union tonight in a battle of Lions 21-12. And Taze Valley shuts out Fairfield Union 40-0. And Whitehall has a big win tonight. They beat Grandview 60-13. Their head coach Rod Lightfoot joining us now on the scoreboard show. And coach, man, what a victory for your team. Did you see a performance like that coming tonight?
To be honest with you, I didn't. And we've had a really a rough go here at the beginning of the season, and you know, we had a situation last week where we weren't making plays, and we were losing our composure a little bit as a team, and so we had a great week of practice, and we had some adjustments we had to make as far as some personnel, but I knew our kids had played together. We could do something special, but I didn't expect 60 tonight. So, but you know, Grandview is a great team. We knew they're going to be a tremendous challenge for us, especially with Lachey. And but our kids responded, and I'm proud of them.
Well, Coach, what was the biggest difference? I mean, I know you said you played with, you know, a little bit more discipline, but, you know, did the ball just get rolling for you and it's just one of those games where momentum took over, or what happened tonight?
Well, I've got to give our defense a lot of credit tonight. We had two pick sixes tonight in the first half. You know, they drove the field and scored on us, and I was a little concerned because the running game was cranking at that point. But we made some adjustments defensively, and our kids started swarming to the ball. And you know, in the secondary, they did a great job tonight. And that was really the turning point as far as it was a complete team effort. You know, we're just relying on the offense to try and make plays and get points on the board. Our defense really stepped up and complimented what we were doing. Offensively.
Well, and out of league play, you lost two out of the three. Then you opened league last week with a loss. Is a focus now just to give yourselves a chance to win the mid-state league title again?
Yeah, you know, it's a cliche. It's one game at a time. As I told the kids tonight, and we've got to build on what we did tonight. We can't take steps backwards. We've still got a lot of things we have to correct along the way. But, you know, the way this league is, anybody can beat anybody any Friday. And you know, I told the kids that loss against Academy, I was kind of surprised at that score with Harvest Prep tonight. But, you know, this goes to show you anything can happen on Friday night. So we just got to play one game at a time and build on each week. Because those first three games, I tell you, they took a lot out of us. And I'm just glad for our kids from a mental standpoint that, you know, they can believe in themselves, and they can make plays, and they can do it together. That's what I wanted tonight.
Well, Coach, we haven't had a chance to talk to you, I don't think, this year, and I wanted to ask you, how's that new stadium?
I want to tell you what, it's one of the most beautiful fields I think I've been on. I've been on a lot of turf fields, and I just got, you know, hats off to our community for making that happen for us, and it's a tremendous asset to what this community is trying to do and what they're trying to accomplish. It's outstanding.
Okay, now next week you have Liberty Union. How do you go about building on this victory tonight? You know, Liberty Union is an 0-5 team right now. You got to be a little bit wary of that, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. We've got to play them as if they're 5-0, and we've just got to build on this win, make the corrections because there's a bunch we still have to make. You know, despite 60 points on the board, and you know, just tell these kids that they've got to keep playing together. That's my biggest concern right now. They did that tonight.
Well, Coach, it was a great win tonight for sure. A great effort from your team. 60-13, Whitehall knocks off Grandview tonight. Congratulations on the win, Coach.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
He's the head coach of Whitehall. Rod Lightfoot, big win for them, knocking off Grandview. Never a surprise, Lee, when Whitehall beats Grandview, but when you see that score for the first time, your eyes pop. Like, wait a second, did I see that right?
Yeah, because Whitehall has won six of the last seven meetings now. But you also look at it this way. Grandview is a Division VI squad, and they're playing a Division II squad. And there's a little bit of disparity in the numbers. We were surprised when Watterson handled Marion Local, but that's, you know, Division III and Division VII. And there's a lot of disparity there. Grandview, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they bounce back next week.
Lee, this one obviously not in Central Ohio, but it's one of those stories that you love with high school sports. Minerva, it's a school that's just east of Canton. They beat West Branch tonight. That snapped a 44-game losing streak for that school. So congratulations for those kids and community. That's pretty exciting.
Well, and what that means, unfortunately, is you had a senior class graduate last year who never got to experience a win. They might at the end of their beginning of their freshman year they would have if the numbers worked out. But still, a 44-game losing streak. You know, that's. You know, you'd never like to see it. That's happened around here. You know, remember Westville North lost 45 games in a row, and they had, a senior class that went through and never got to ring the victory bell. You put on all that hard work, you'd just like to see them win once, at least.
Yeah, for sure, a little reward for their effort. But congratulations to those kids in Minerva High School on snapping that streak tonight. Centerburg beats Danville this evening 50-7. Clinton Massey falls to Hartley 24-14. DeSales 42-22 winners over Middletown Fenwick. Reedy's 3-2. They beat Buckeye Valley 28-21. St. Charles 45. Dayton Carroll 14. Watterson gets their first loss of the year. They fall to Chaminade Julien 28-7. Reynoldsburg gets by Westerville South tonight 35-14. And their head coach, Buddy White, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And coach, both teams 4-0 heading into this one. How were you able to come away with the big victory and stay undefeated?
Well, I think when you have a great week of preparation, our kids were really, really focused this week. I knew they were going to play well because I know that when we have a great week of preparation, it usually boils over into the game. Hey, I just heard you say that Minerva won tonight. You know that their head coach there, Mark Helling, he used to be at Jerome.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, and
awesome.
Assistant at Reynoldsburg at one point, I think, too.
Yeah. I'm really excited when I heard the Minerva one, because Mark's one of my favorites. But, you know, getting back to the point, our kids just had a great week of preparation. And, the week before we played Central Cross, and, you know, we didn't practice that Monday. You know, we buried one of our ex-players in, and, you know, and it kind of threw everything off, and the focus really wasn't there. And what happened, you know, we got out-coached, we got out-played, and, you know, we're very fortunate to get through that. But tonight, you know, we've said that we're going to get back to preparing the way that we know that we can be successful, and that's exactly what happened tonight.
Well, Coach, you just said against Central Crossing, not to, you know, focus on last week because it builds into this week, though, but you said we were out-played and out-coached. But you still won. What does that say about your program?
Well, I'm gonna tell you what. The bottom line, they came in ready to play. You know, they were much more focused than we were on executing their assignments. They played harder than us. They beat us in every statistical category. And you know, Trevor did a great job of preparing his team, a much better job than I did. And I took it personal. The kids took it personal. And tonight was just an example of the commitment to focus that we made for tonight.
Now, Coach, how do you go about rotating your quarterbacks? What's the idea behind that? You know, Michael Watley and Dejon Jennings each had touchdown passes. I think Michael had two and Dejon had one. You know, how do you decide when to go with which quarterback?
Well, the point is we normally, now, you know, there's always exceptions, but the way it's been working out so far this year is, you know, Wiley starts off, he goes first quarter, and Dejon Jennings, he goes the second quarter, and then at halftime, second half, you know, there's no guarantee on anything. We, you know, if it may have been a closer game, then Wiley probably would have played more in the second half, but, you know, we got control of the game. Dejon Jennings is a very special player, and he's only a sophomore, and people are going to find out not only this year, but next year they're going to find out, too, that this kid is really, really special, and we're very fortunate to have him. And, you know, but like I said, we normally we're going with the plan, but we always keep our flexibility open because you never know when we have to change the plan.
Well, I guess the one thing that these guys have in common is they both like throwing to Sean Strickland. He had 8 catches, 159 yards, and what the heck, he caught a touchdown from both of them.
Hey, there you go. But like I said, you know, I'm not wild by Sean because I see it all the time in practice. We know what he can do, and he's so fluid, so natural. He's big, he's strong, he's got good speed, and you know, a lot of times smaller DBs, he just overpowers them, and the quarterbacks know all they got to do is get in the area, and Sean will make a play. But you know, a lot of it's natural, and a lot of it's hard work because you know Sean comes to work and. you know, what you're seeing out there on the field right now is an example of the commitment that he made this year to being a really good wide receiver.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the big win tonight. It's another big one next week when you guys take on Pick North.
Yeah, man, I heard it. They knocked off Dublin Kaufman. You know, I like to congratulations to Coach Hillerich, and, you know, because number one, ain't going to be no danger of a letdown next week. I can guarantee it. Not from us. I guarantee you that.
He's the head coach of Reynoldsburg, Buddy White. Always fun to talk to him. His team gets a big 35-14 win tonight over Westerville South. Olentangy Liberty, they were in a battle of unbeatens tonight, and they come out victorious. They beat Groveport 21-14. And then another big game in the area. It was back and forth. Olentangy gets the win over New Albany 38-35. Their head coach, Mark Solis, joining us now on the scoreboard show. And Coach Solis, yeah, you guys line up for that 39-yard field goal, last play of the game to get the win. What's going through your head at that time?
I don't know. I mean, you know, we had a pretty interesting third down situation, and we called timeout. Our quarterback, you know, the ball was on the right hash, and he said, hey, let's see about running something to the field, so if we don't get the first down, at least we're in the middle of the field. And we had some great, you know, communication going on right there. But yeah, I mean, you know, we were kind of playing catch up all night, it seemed like, from about the second quarter on. And you know, Albany runs that wing T offense, and they run it textbook style. I mean, they're very disciplined, they're very well coached. The running back, the Hall kid, you know, is a special player, a kid that rushed for, I think, 340 a couple weeks ago against Licking Heights. And so, you know, for the most part, we actually did a decent job against the run. Now, they had a couple nice runs tonight, but, you know, I was disappointed. We gave up a couple play-action passes, kind of had our eyes in the backfield. So certainly some things we need to get cleaned up. We had a couple turnovers that hurt us tonight, one of those being a pick six that we threw. And so, you know, overall, it's great to get the win. You know, we're down 14 there in the fourth quarter, and we're able to find a way to score 17 in the last 10 minutes to pull it out.
Well, Coach, how did you score those 17 points, and, you know, what was key to the rally?
Well, I'll tell you, we got a couple good stops on defense. Big fourth down in one situation that we were able to get a crucial stop and convert that to a score. And, you know, we spread the field out a little bit and saw some things, made some great second half adjustments, but most importantly, the kids made plays. And, you know, I'm proud of their resiliency, their ability to not quit. It speaks a lot to their character. I think we grew a lot as a football team tonight because, you know, when you play that kind of offense, it just wears on you. We got a lot of guys going both ways, and but I'm very proud. I think our conditioning, we're getting better from a conditioning standpoint, and that helped tonight. You know, it was really warm tonight, you know. To me, abnormally warm for late September like this. But the kids did a great job with their hydration throughout the week. And, you know, I was kind of playing for a field goal. You know, if we were able to score a touchdown, great. But, you know, I didn't want to give the ball back to them. And we, you know, kind of purposely dialed some things up. And, you know, we had a fourth, and I don't know what it was, three, with 15 seconds left. We had one more timeout left and went down to 2 seconds. And, you know, our guy made a kick. You know, Hayden Alcott made a kick to win it.
When I coach OCC plays, OCC play opens next week, and I'm just looking at this. The division looks so amazing. I mean, you guys are 3-2. You got Westville South next week. They're 4-1. Orange is 4-1. Liberty's 5-0. Central's 5-0. And what the heck? Westville North got its first win tonight.
Yeah, I mean, there are no breathers in our conference. You got to come ready to play every week. And, you know, hey, you know, we take pride in conference play. We won the conference championship or shared it 3 out of the last 5 years. We talked about it tonight. We're going to enjoy this a little bit tonight. But, you know, as I told the kids, our record is 0-0. And we got to take it a week at a time. And if we're able to find a way to clip them all. We'll call ourselves conference champs, and that's our goal right now. Just find a way to get better tomorrow and start to break down, put together hopefully a great game plan for our kids. For Westerville South, they have some tremendous athletes. I think they're playing with a lot of confidence, played a very tough Reynoldsburg team tonight. You know, I know Buddy does a great job over there in Reynoldsburg, and I've heard they've got a very talented squad again this year. So we've seen them on tape already a little bit. We got our work cut out for us, but they're healthy. Nobody got banged up tonight. So we're going to enjoy it tomorrow morning, get a good run and a lift in, and get back to work this weekend.
Coach, last one here for you. We've talked about this with some of the other coaches throughout the year, but you guys have played a very tough non-conference schedule. You did the same last year. You end up getting in the playoffs at 5-5 and give a great Winton Woods team everything they have in those playoffs. How does this non-conference schedule get you ready for what's to come?
It does, you know. And here's the other thing that a lot of people don't know, okay, and this is just the truth. But we lost 35 kids out of our program last year, all right, when our district opened up for Lynn High School. We literally lost 18 juniors and 17 sophomores. And when you have that situation happen, plus the schedule that we play, and, you know, frankly, our schedule is what it is because of the success we had in 2013, 14, and 15. And, you know, but nobody really cared, right? I mean, you got to get ready to play and got to get your kids ready. And so, you know, I feel like our non-conference schedule does get us ready for conference play. And, you know, as we've said, we take it a week at a time. You can find a way to win the conference outright or share it. We feel great about that. We feel like if we can do those things the next five games, we're certainly going to find ourselves a spot in the Division II playoffs. And we know if we can make that happen, we know we'll be a tough out.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the thrilling win tonight and the 3-2 start so far. Good luck next week when you guys start league play.
I appreciate it, gentlemen, and thanks for all you guys do for high school. Thank you.
He's the head coach of the Braves of Olentangy, Mark Solis. 38-35, exciting win tonight over New Albany. We're going to take a quick break here on the Scoreboard Show, but when we come back, we will talk a little City League football. South is 5-0 after their win tonight over Afrocentric. We'll talk to their head coach, George Yates, coming up next after this quick break on the AM 820 Scoreboard Show.
Academics, community, character, faith. For nearly a century, St. Charles has welcomed young men for an exceptional high school experience, boasting a college preparatory curriculum, modern facilities, robust athletics and extracurriculars, and powerful student mentoring programs. More than 50% of our students receive financial aid. 100% are accepted to college. You're invited to the St. Charles Open House on November 3rd from 1 to 3 p.m. To learn more about St. Charles, visit stcharlesprep.org.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof crew is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 35 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the proof, 444-ROOF.
I don't know if any other song gets me in the mood for football, like Friday night football for sure, like that one. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show. Welcome back, everyone. Ryan Baker and the guru, Lee Cochran, from this week's Sports Notice. I haven't called you a sidekick once tonight. So
you just did.
No, I didn't call you that. I just said notice that I haven't called you that. So we're still good on that one for sure. Try to save you some face with some of your buddies from picking on you. Calling you a sidekick. I do love the picture you sent me, though, this week of your buddy's basement with the on-air light. That is fantastic. Does he turn that on every time you talk?
We watch Steelers games over at his house, and he got a big kick that any time I said something, he just sat there with a clicker and turned it on.
You lost me at Steelers games. I don't know what you said after that.
You're also a guy wearing a blue jacket.
Well, yeah. I mean, one week from tonight, we drop puck on the season.
I know, and so. I am fired up.
second best sport out there, right behind football.
Well, we mentioned things that I don't know for sure there, but what I do know is that the South Bulldogs are 5-0 on the year after their 34-21 win over Afrocentric tonight. Their head coach George Yates joining us on the Scoreboard Show. And coach, you guys are mentioned are off to a 5-0 start. How impressed are you with the way your team has played early on here this year?
You know, God is good. I got the best players in the world, surrounded by a good group of men to lead them, and they've been outstanding, not only as players, but as students and as human beings. It absolutely could not be better. Absolutely could not be better.
Well, and you've got a lot of good players, Coach, but tonight it was Davion Green-Tucker who stood out. 75 yards rushing, interception, fumble recovery for a touchdown, and five tackles. Anything more he could have done for you tonight?
Oh, he's a warrior for me every week. He does it in the classroom. He does it in communities. Top-notch character kid, and he pours it completely out every week for me. I couldn't ask for more from that guy. He's been perfect for me.
Well, Ryan mentioned your start. You know, you obviously are pleased, but what do you see that you still need to work on?
You know, it's the things that all coaches preach. Don't turn the ball over. Don't commit penalties. You know, we run a single wing, so it's important that we're, you know, responsible with the football and we're not holding guys. Defensively, we continue to try to improve in all areas, at all levels of the defense. We have a huge focus on trying to win special teams. You know, it's just a get better everyday approach. And we've tried to adhere to that and just, you know, not rest on anything.
Well, you know, tonight's game, 34-21, a little bit closer than you might have expected. Afrocentric being 0-4 coming into tonight.
I'll tell you what, they're going to surprise some people. Coach Daniels and his staff are absolutely doing an amazing job over here. These kids are tough, they're big, they're fast, they're athletic. They play good, hard football, they're aggressive. They ain't laying down for anybody. And I'll tell you what, they're going to sneak up on a couple teams and surprise people that kind of, you don't want to come and expect and we're going to hang a big number on them, and if we don't, it's somehow a loss. You know, they came in here and fought like crazy with us. I was impressed with that team, and like I said, they're going to beat a couple teams.
Coach, this is your second year as the head coach over at South. Last year, 6-4, South's first winning season since 2006. What are some things that you have done here to try to change the culture and the attitude with your team and get these winning seasons?
Well, I got about a 60-man roster, and we dressed 32 guys tonight. So I decided to go ahead and raise the academic bar this week and try to push some guys. Some guys responded, some guys didn't. We also have a strict miss a practice, miss a game rule. So, you know, that in the old days, maybe if you missed a Monday film session and you missed a quarter, you miss one for us, you can buy a ticket on Friday night. We've raised the bar where some people thought we couldn't put it. We've raised the bar on a guy's character. They're working in the community. They're contributing to the South Side. And it's worked. You know, you have high expectations. You're going to get those kind of results. You know, I think that our football approach, I mean, we work like crazy. I often say I've been out coached and I've been beat, but I take great pride in not being outworked. So I've tried to work like crazy for my guys to be an example and hope that they follow it, and they have.
And, Coach, maybe the answer you just gave kind of runs into this next question, but last year you started 6-1. You lost your final three. How can you keep that from happening this year?
Well, I got to be honest about how I can evolve as a coach. I looked at the way I approach it and the high stress level on me during week 8 and week 9, and I feel like that got into my team a little bit. So I grew up a little bit week 10, and we played a closer game with Barry Franklin. I thought we should have won. We were a couple bounces of the ball away from winning. So I'm trying to keep a better head about myself, keep my poker face on, stay positive with my guys, love them. That's what works, you know. Love your guys. Love your guys. Work hard for them. Make good decisions, and everything will work out for you.
Well, Coach, congratulations. It's obviously working so far. The 5-0 start here for you and the Bulldogs. Congratulations on the win over Afrocentric tonight.
Thank you so much. You guys have a good one.
He's the head coach of South, George Yates, joining us on the Scoreboard Show. And it's good to talk a little City League football. We don't always get to talk to the City League coaches, but they're off to an impressive start so far.
Yeah, and you know, but it's going to be the finish. You brought up a good point. You know, they've had the good start. It's all about the finish for them. I mean, they've got, you know, Walnut Ridge, Independence, Eastmore, and then the big rival, Marion Franklin. You know, it's, you know, they are right now fifth in Division 3, Region 11. You know, they're probably going to have to go 3-1 or 4-0 in those games to get in. 2-2 makes it dicey. probably no way at 1-3. But you know, and you know, they've never been to the playoffs. You know, I mean, that could be. We always sit here and talk about the feel good stories that pop up. You know, a few years ago it was Franklin Heights. You know, we've seen those teams kind of pop up. It seems like
Millersport. Remember Millersport got their first win?
Yeah, and you know, those things seem to happen. But you know, they've got a tough road. But they're on track. You know, I mean, only two seasons, and he's turned this program way around. And but the next step, you know, like you say, they lost the last three last year. They lost all four of these teams that they've got coming up. We'll see if they're ready to take that next step and beat these teams that they've struggled to beat. And that's gonna tell the season for them.
Let's go ahead and start giving you some more of the scores here. Pickerington Central gets a big win tonight, 28-7. They knock off Hilliard-Davidson. Marysville gets by Big Walnut, 38-10. Canal Winchester is 5-0. They beat Grove City, 38-7. Central Crossing shuts out Newark, 49-0. Olentangy with that exciting 38-35 win over New Albany. Pickerington North with a big upset tonight. They beat Dublin-Kaufman, 29-27. Upper Arlington gets by Lancaster, 31-21. Westerville North gets their first win of the year. They beat Franklin Heights 28-20. You mentioned Olentangy Orange. They are 4-1. They get a 52-0 shutout win tonight over Westland. And in another non-league OCC game, Westerville Central improves to 5-0. They knock off Gahanna tonight 37-6. Their head coach Brent Morrison joining us now on the Scoreboard Show. And coach, just another impressive performance from your team. What else can you say about the way you guys have started this season?
Big shout out to our coaches, our players. You know, there was a cool article about our defense in the Dispatch this week, and you know how few yards we've given up. And I mean, they play another phenomenal game tonight. You know, once again, we gave up one big play when we had some backups in. So I mean, our starting defense is just unreal. I correlated them to a pack of wild dogs in the newspaper, and you know those guys just love it. And I mean, you know, I've never been around a defensive unit like this before. So you know, it sets our offense up well. Our special teams did some good things tonight. You know, I mean, we were just hitting on all cylinders, and you know, at the same time, we played some sloppy football tonight. I mean, we had a touchdown called back. We had penalties like crazy. So, you know, I mean, even though we're really happy with what we did, you know, we still got to clean some stuff up, especially moving into playing a very disciplined Liberty team next week.
Well, Coach, you bring up a good point there, that you're 5-0. You've outscored your first five opponents by a combined total of 273-25, but yet you're telling us you've still got several things to work on. That's got to be a little bit of a nice thing, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and that's our mentality. I mean, we go out and, you know, we do some really good things, but, you know, no one on our team is ever satisfied. And, you know, we enjoy the victory, and, you know, Monday we'll come back together and, you know, we start prepping and taking care of mistakes and, you know, trying to button some things up that, you know, we notice. And, you know, we're just a very special group of kids this year. And, you know, I think their commitment to getting better every week is, you know, what's kind of making this season special for us.
Well, Coach, a couple weeks ago, before last week, I had written down on my notes, you know, that Westerville Central's revenge tour starts. We'll see how good they're going to be. You know, because you were 3-0, and then you lost to Pickerington North, you lost to Gahanna, and you lost to Liberty. You've taken off the first two. Do you guys talk about last year much and, you know, as motivation for this year when you're playing Pickerington North and Gahanna?
You know, we don't like that term revenge tour. I don't know where that came from. You're about the fourth person that said that to us. And, you know, I know there's some college teams last year that made the revenge tour statement in very well. So, no, you know, we don't talk about a revenge tour, but, you know, we talk about, you know, it was really great. We had some alumni come back as honorary captains, and they all said, you know, we want you guys to be better than us. Right, and you got to go out there every week and prove
that you're better than us, and that means that our program's moving in the right direction when you do that. So, you know, we talk about, like, you have to make a statement every time you step on the field, every play. Like, you have to make the statement that you're better than we were in the past. So, you know, we kind of build on that, but, you know, we look at it from our perspective as opposed to, you know, our opponents, and we got to worry about them and, you know, whatever. We just go out there, take care of ourselves, and try and make a statement every time the ball snaps.
And then, Coach, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I believe I saw that your quarterback, Judah Holzclaw, got like an invitation to the American Bowl, I think it was, today. Mm-hmm. And this is just his first year as a starting quarterback. How big of an honor is that for him?
Yeah, I'm not sure on all the details. I saw something on social media. I mean, we were so focused on the game day, we didn't have a chance to, you know, talk about that. And, you know, in the state of Ohio, you cannot participate in a, all-star game, until you until you're done with your senior season. So whatever invitation he got, he will be declining this season. But, you know, I'm sure that he's got all kinds of accolades and opportunities coming his way if he continues to perform the way he does.
Well, Coach, let's talk about, return to talking about this season. You've got a whale of a ball game coming up next week to open leg play against Olentangy Liberty. You know, just talk a little bit about Liberty.
Well, you know, we really haven't watched film on them or anything. I mean, you know, traditionally speaking, Liberty's going to be very disciplined. You know, they're going to do exactly what they're supposed to do. And, you know, they play this game where they kind of let you make mistakes, and, you know, a lot of teams will do that. You know, they kind of shoot themselves in the foot, and, you know, we're, I think, in a very good position to, you know, accept that challenge. And, you know, we're going to try to press them and attack them on, you know, every part of this ball game. So I think we're pretty excited about it.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the great start and the big win tonight over Gahanna. It was a big one, 38-7. You guys knock off, or 37-6, excuse me, you guys knock off the Lions tonight. Congratulations, Coach.
All right, thank you.
He's the head coach of Westerville Central. Brent Morrison joining us here on the Scoreboard Show. Back to the scores. Worthington Christian gets their second loss of the year tonight. They fall to Trimble, 34-6. Heath shuts out Lakewood, 53-0. Johnstown, 24. Watkins Memorial, 7. This one we have not given you yet. In fact, I don't think these next two. Newark Catholic gets a 24-21 win over Licking Heights. Lee, you were talking about those small schools in the smaller divisions taking on the bigger divisions. Newark Catholic, 2 weeks in a row, a Division VII school has knocked off Division II schools. That's a good run here for 2 weeks for Coach Aiello.
Oh yeah, and there's a ton of points on that. Now, Licking Heights is 0-5, but, you know, Watkins Memorial, you know,
they fell to 2-3
tonight.
They fell to
2-3, yeah. Okay. But still, that's a lot of points they're getting from Division II. You know, and it does make it interesting when these smaller schools play up. You know, I mean, you talk about a team like Harvest Prep, you know, their non-league schedule's always been, you know, Division II, Division III teams, and then their leagues, Division V, Division VI, Division VII, you know, their Division VII school. But, you know, they've moved into the Mid-State League Ohio division, and now they've got, you know, I think we talked about last week, two Division II teams, two Division III teams, two Division IV teams. I mean, they're playing up every week, and, you know, it says a lot about a program, you know, wanting to do that, because that's how you know, think about it. Hartley did that forever, and, you know, DeSales, I can remember DeSales playing the Cincinnati, the big Cincinnati schools. You know, you just want to see how good you can be, and, you know, with Newark Catholic, a lot of it has to do with the LCL crossover games that they have to play. They're the smallest school in the LCL, so every game is going to be bigger than them.
Yeah, for sure, for them. And you mentioned Harvest Prep. We'll talk to their head coach, Milan Smith, here coming up after the break. Newark, Licking Valley, 49-0 winners over Northridge tonight. Granville's 5-0. They shut out Utica, 63-0. Waverly hands Amanda Clear Creek their first loss of the year, 48-13. Ashland beats Mount Vernon, 42-27. London gets by Benjamin Logan, 48-6. West Jeff is 5-0. They beat Madison Plains, 55-14. Upper Sandusky with a win. They knock off Buckeye Central 34-26, and Westfall topped Zane Trace tonight 38-7. We're going to take our final break here on the Scoreboard Show, but when we come back, we will talk to the head coach of Harvest Prep, Milan Smith. They get a big win over Columbus Academy tonight, and we'll run through all the scores one final time on the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roofing.
If you are exploring your college options, make sure Walsh University is on your list as a premier Catholic university with nearly 100 programs, NCAA Division II athletics, and students from 34 countries. Walsh wants to make affording a college degree possible for all students. Our scholarship packages and financial aid opportunities are designed to meet that promise. Call Walsh University today to discuss your scholarship package or visit us online at walsh.edu/yourfuture.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof. You get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof crew is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 35 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the proof. 444-ROOF.
Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster is your one-stop shop for the right vehicle at the right price. Get 0% for 72 months on new Ford F-150s and 0% for 60 months or up to $5,000 off on a new Ford Escape. The best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Segment of the AM 820 Scoreboard Show for week number 5, second half of the season coming up next week, and it is setting up to be an exciting one for sure. Harvest Prep, they improved to 4-1 on the year. They get a big 45-24 win over Columbus Academy tonight. Their head coach Milan Smith joining us now on the Scoreboard Show. And coach, Columbus Academy, that's a good team, and you guys handled them pretty well tonight. What did you like from your team this evening?
Well, you know, Columbus Academy does a really good job of getting their athletes in space. They got really talented guys. The coach does a great job of getting their schemes together and moving guys around. They put us in some compromising positions from time to time. We made a couple special teams blunders, but I really liked how our guys responded. They were very resilient tonight. Our coaches did an amazing job of really preparing our guys, especially defensively. We really held them to, I think, less than 150 yards of offense, right around there. And they're all, two of the touchdowns came off special teams, so we got to get better there. But I just like our guys, our stick-to-itiveness, and I know that's not a real word, but I like the way our guys responded. Every time some things went down, our coaches responded well, stayed positive. Just looking forward to the growth from this point.
Well, Coach, you've won 4 in a row, so we'll give you the opportunity to make up a couple words if you want. That's okay by Ryan and me. I guess one thing that you really don't have to make up is that you've got a good, quite a player in Langston Perry. I think he had, what, 225 yards rushing tonight?
Yeah, there's around town, there's a little nickname around here they're starting to call it Harvest Prep Running Back U. Langston and Javon and the sophomore, Jalen Jennings. We really got a plethora of running backs that we can choose from. They do a number of different things, equally well. And then, each one of them have their own highlight abilities, and the coaches do a good job of making sure that we do a good job of making sure we prepare those guys to be exposed and do the things that they do well. And put them in the type of opportunities that those guys are going to do well in. Langston is a senior, and he was a transfer kid. He's done. This is his last game. And if you got to go out as a last game, What a way to do it. This kid didn't really see the field much at Pickerington. Came over to Harvest Prep. His family was already going to church here and decided to plan his life here as a senior. And what a way to go out as a senior.
Well, now, Coach, in that four-game winning streak, actually tonight was the closest game, 21 points. You lost that opener 13-12 to Eastmore Academy. What's been the biggest change you've seen from your team from that week one loss?
Well, you know, I think in the Eastmore game, we looked at the stats. I believe we had about 22 first downs, and Eastmore had, like, less than six. I think they had less than five first downs. My coaches are saying two. And we had around 20. We dominated the time of possession. We just made some crucial mistakes on special teams. So we need to probably fire the special teams coordinator, but that's probably me. And it don't look like I'm going anywhere anytime soon. So we just, you know, from then, we didn't respond well in a couple of areas where we needed to respond in some tough times and put ourselves in some tough situations, and we didn't respond well to them. And the difference now is just our guys are responding well. But we had a lot of new kids on the football field in week one, and we didn't have a week three scrimmage. That really hurt us. And you guys know better than I do, when you got new guys and they're not used to the tempo and the rigor and the way to practice and the preparation that we do around here, it was tough for them in week one. But credit to the guys and to my coaching staff. They really locked in that very next week, starting off 0-1, coming back in and just locking in and finding a rhythm. And since then, we're on a hot streak. We got tough opponent next week. We got a Grandview next week. They got the big receiver going to, I believe, Purdue or Iowa, one or two. And we look forward to the challenge. So we get excited about the tough games.
Well, now, Coach, we talked about smaller schools playing up. And, you know, you've got three Division II teams on your schedule, three Division III teams on your schedule. I mean, we've talked to you before about doing that, but one thing I've never asked is, I mean, does that take a toll on your team physically? How do you prepare to play these bigger schools, at least division-wise?
First of all, that's a great question. And, you know, we pondered the idea regularly about, you know, how many, you know, large schools you want to play and, you know, and how big of a toll does it take. But at the end of the day, you know, we put 11 football players on the football field, and our opponents put 11 players on the football field. And you can shake it out any way you want to. That's in the guys that prepare the best and are the toughest, most talented, best prepared, and hardest working group usually ends up on the winning side. And we've gotten to a place around here where they look forward to the really big games, and they look forward to the challenges of you know, putting film together for the recruiting process against the larger schools. As you know, the recruiters like to see you perform against the larger schools, and our kids have done that regularly, and it's led to, you know, a number of our kids being scholarship athletes. And the part B to that question is, how do we prepare? We don't prepare any different from week to week. We go in, our coaches work really hard on Saturday and Sunday, and we present our game plan on Monday. And we do that whether we're lining up against a Division VII opponent or if we're lining up against a Division I opponent. We treat everybody with equal amount of respect. As you know, there are some very tough, small Division VII schools, and there's some very good Division I schools. And at the end of the game, I said this earlier, 11 people get on the football field at one time, and that's the bottom line.
Well, Coach, it's a great attitude. Your players, you say they look forward to the big ones, and it's a big one next week when you guys take on Grandview. Congratulations on the win tonight.
I appreciate it. Coach Peters does a great job. We're excited to play him. We can't wait for the opportunity. And I appreciate what you guys do for high school football, so thank you very much.
He's the head coach of Harvest Prep. Milan Smith, his team with a big 45-24 win over Columbus Academy tonight. Lee, let's go ahead and run through the scores one more time here. Let's start off in the City League. We've only got a couple. We know Walnut Ridge is 5-0. They beat Briggs tonight 63-6. Independence beats West 70-14. And we talked with Coach Yates from South. The Bulldogs, they are 5-0 with a 34-21 win over Afrocentric. In the OCC tonight, Dublin Jerome moves to 4-1. They beat Hilliard Darby 24-6. Hilliard Bradley gets their first win. They beat Thomas Worthington 43-10. And Olentangy Berlin beats Kilbourne 28-20. Excited for that Berlin Hilliard Derby matchup next week. In the Mid-State League, Bloom Carroll's 4-1. They beat Circleville tonight 49-12. We just talked to Coach Smith, Harvest Prep, 45-24 over Columbus Academy. Fisher Catholic shuts out Grove City Christian 41-0. Lee, on the year now, you talked about this stat, not this stat, but a stat with Westerville Central's coach, what they're what they've outscored their opponents this year. How about this one for Fisher Catholic? 222-34 through five games.
Yeah, it's very impressive. Not as impressive of Westerville Central's, though.
No, but that's still an eye-popping stat for sure. Whitehall beats Grandview 60-13. Hamilton Township 48-21 over Logan Elm. Bexley 21-12. They beat Liberty Union, excuse me, and Taze Valley 40-0 winners over Fairfield Union. Also, Lee, one back in the City League that we just got in. Dublin Scioto has knocked off Delaware tonight 29-17. Centerburg beats Danville 50-7 in some area games, non-league games. Hartley falls to Clinton Massey 24-14. DeSales knocks off Fenwick 42-22. Reedy beats Buckeye Valley 28-21. The score in that one. St. Charles with an impressive 45-14 win over Dayton Carroll. Watterson, their first loss of the year. They fall to Chaminade Julienne 28-7. Reynoldsburg 5-0. They beat Westerville South. Hand the Wildcats their first loss of the year. 35-14. Olentangy Liberty does the same thing to Groveport, 21-14. They beat the Cruisers. And Lee, I just keep going back to this one. Olentangy Liberty did this tonight without four of their starters, their quarterback, their middle linebacker, I think one of their running backs. I mean, just the depth that the Patriots have is impressive.
Well, yeah, and we've talked to Coach Hale about that. You know, it's the next man up attitude. He said it last week. He said he told the team that includes the quarterback. But they have, you know, they have a lot of kids that come in and play just as seniors only. And so there's a lot that goes, you know, into that mindset that you know, I think it's a little bit easier to if it's a first year guy starting. And I don't mean to say anything bad about anything. It's just a tribute to their depth rather than, you know, if it's, you know, you have a bunch of, you know, 3 year starters and you lose one of those guys and you're like, oh my goodness, you know. I think the program is well established with the depth to be able to handle such adversity.
Definitely one of the best going right now in Central Ohio. Two of the best for years in Central Ohio played tonight, Pickerington Central and Hilliard Davidson. The Tigers come away victorious in that one, 28-7. Marysville, 38-10 winners over Big Walnut. Westerville Central's 5-0. They beat Gahanna 37-6. Lee, I'm thinking they might make a jump this week in the Super 7 with some of the upset losses that we saw.
Oh, I would think so. You know, two of the top three lose. It'd be natural for the survivor of that one to move up to number one. But, you know, I'm the one that tabulates the votes, and there's still always a couple that come in and just make me smile thinking, you know, yours
you're
did
welcome
last
for that.
Yours usually do, but it played out well. I mean, you had Olentangy Liberty number one last week.
And luckily they survived tonight against Groveport.
And you don't know how much that hurts to say you picked that one right.
Well, most of my other picks are wrong, so I think we're okay on that one. Canal Winchester's 5-0. They beat Grove City tonight 38-7. Central Crossing shuts out Newark 49-0. Olentangy survives New Albany 38-35. Pickerington North with a great come from behind win over Dublin Kaufman 29-27. Upper Arlington 31-21 winners over Lancaster. Westerville North gets their first win of the campaign 28-20. Olentangy Orange 52-0 winners over Westland. Trimble beats Worthington Christian 34-6. Heath shuts out Lakewood 53-0. Johnstown 24. Watkins Memorial 7. Newark Catholic with a 24-21 win over Licking Heights. Licking Valley 49-0 over Northridge. Granville 63-0 over Utica. The interesting thing about those two scores, Lee, I know we like to look ahead sometimes. Both those teams 5-0. They've got a big matchup coming up in week 9 this week. That could be two undefeated teams. That would be a big one out there in Licking County.
Oh, yeah, very much so. You know, we don't get an opportunity to talk too much about the Licking County schools. We'll talk Newark Catholic. But, yeah, that one shapes up to be a doozy.
Yeah, looking ahead. We always look ahead to Week 8, Week 9. That would be a huge matchup for sure. Waverly gives Amanda Clear Creek their first loss of the year, 48-13. Ashland beats Mount Vernon, 42-27. London is 5-0, 48-6. They beat Benjamin Logan. West Jeff, they're 5-0 as well, 55-14 winners over Madison Plains. Upper Sandusky gets by Buckeye Central, 34-26. And Westfall knocks off Zane Trace Lee. At this time of the night, I usually ask you for your final thoughts from Week 5, and we can even go a little further here, your final thoughts of the first half of the 2019 season.
I guess the big thing has been the unpredictability of the first half of the season. You know, I don't know that we are overly surprised Davidson's 3-2. I mean, they played two of the, you know, tougher teams in the area, losing back-to-back games. But you look at, you know, Westville Central, what they're doing is just amazing. Now, they haven't played a team with a winning record yet, but they're still doing what you have to do against lesser talent. You're putting them away. All five of their games have been running clock games, you know, and that's pretty impressive. What Groveport's done, you know, they came off that big win of Pickerington Central, and you know, they hung with Groveport, our old Tangier Liberty. I think that says a lot about what Coach Schoonover has done down there. You know, but you know, again, you just, I mean, you look at tonight, you know, Pickerington North beating Dublin Kaufman. I mean, that's just, there's a lot of talent on Pickerington North. And, you know, that's a game where it's a flip of the coin in my mind. And on the outside looking in, I mean, I know we talked to Coach Hillers, and I know the program, it means a lot to them to win these games, obviously, and they believe they're going to win them all. But for us, I mean, that's a surprise.
And maybe Jack Sawyer hitting his stride at the quarterback position here a couple weeks in.
Yeah, I guess. And, which I don't know that we were going to say that at the beginning of the year, you know. Like you say, one of the best, if not the best, defensive linemen in the nation, and you know, who's going to go to Ohio State. You know, all four CCL teams 4-1 right now. I mean, we haven't seen that in such a long time. And all four of them play each other next week. I mean, it's you know, again, you want to look, I'm looking ahead. You know, let's talk Week 6 for a second. You know, obviously the marquee game is Old Tangier Liberty playing at Westville Central, 5-0 teams matching up. But those CCL games, I mean, those are right there. You know, a couple, you know, outcomes tonight took a little bit of luster off some of the games. You know, I'd kind of written down New Albany at Canal Winchester. You know, Grandview at Harvest Prep, Grandview's coming off loss. Worthington Christian to Fisher Catholic, Worthington Christian lost. But, hey, the Warriors are the first team to score on the Tomcats this year.
A Trimble defense.
Yeah. You know, but a couple, you know, I won't say surprising ones, but you look, you know, Olentangy, Westville South. You know, Olentangy got the big comeback win. Westville South, you know, they lost.
Big thing in that one, the health of their quarterback and running back for Westerville South, Pedrazo and Mansory, both getting banged up tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, we've said it a couple times, but that OCC Buckeye Division, since that's formed in 2016, Westerville schools are 1-26. So it'll be interesting to see it. And then you go with, you know, we go back to Pickerington North. They're, win tonight. All of a sudden makes that game, they host Reynoldsburg next week, makes
very
that a big
exciting
game.
You know? We love to look ahead around here, don't we?
I know.
Especially
well,
at this time.
Yeah, and I love, you know, we talked to both those coaches, and both of them said, you know, their players are going to be ready for next week. You know, for Reynoldsburg, it's to go 6-0 for the second straight year. For Coach Hillerich and the Panthers, it's to keep their playoff hopes alive. And I'm still kind of surprised that he didn't, you know, kind of say, wow, we're not talking playoffs. I mean, he understands it, you know, and that's a, you know, that's a good thing. But yeah, you know, I guess from the first half, just to go back to it, I think one of the good things is the CCL schools. I mean, when I came here in 93, that was my first football season here. You know, I mean, I for years, I never missed the Watterson DeSales game. It was always the hardest hitting. I mean, there were about a half dozen times in those games you would just cringe at a hit. And that rivalry is always intense, regardless of the records. It's one of those cliche throw the records out. But when they're both good and there's a lot on the line for both those teams, it's like the pouring purple Twitter set out. Officially, it's Watterson week.
And I don't know if I'm ready for next week yet, but I know we've got to go. So we've got to get ready for next week. But it was a great week five for sure. A big thanks to all of our coaches that called in tonight. Bob Guestwich from Dublin Jerome. The birthday boy, Ryan Wiggins from DeSales. Happy 40th tomorrow, Ryan. D. Coker from St. Charles. Nate Hillerich of Pickerington North. Jay Sherritt, big win for him and his Tigers tonight over at Pickerington Central. Rod Lightfoot of Whitehall. Buddy White from Reynoldsburg. Mark Solis of Olentangy. George Yates from Columbus South. Brent Morrison of Westerville Central. And Milan Smith of Harvest Prep. A big thank you to our associate producer, Chris Higgins, doing a great job on the phones. And, of course, to my buddy, the guru, Lee Cochran from This Week Sports. I'm Ryan Baker saying one final time, thanks for listening to the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, everyone. We'll see you next week.